That's two songs about John Deere's back to back. Oh my. Tank FM. Why?
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Because nothing runs like a deer or somebody being chased down by the police. It is why we can't have nice things. First of all, let's take our first swim through college football. Down there, the Texas A&M police posted on X one of the arrests that they made. Mm-hmm. Public intoxication, Aggie Park. Contacted subject while eating a sandwich with a water jug of whiskey.
Oh.
Blood alcohol content. A 0.337.
Oh, my word.
That is insane. They were released at EMS. And then let's stay in college football as head football coach of your Texas Tech Red Raiders, Joey McGuire. They're undefeated. They won this past Saturday. They have lost their quarterback for the year. But Joey McGuire, head coach of the Red Raiders, is pleading with fans to stop throwing tortillas onto the field during the game. Now, this is a tradition that started when I was in high school there at Jones Stadium. For lack of a better, there's a couple of theories on where it started. But it was those Zebby Lethbridge last year's of Spike Dykes. And back in the day, they used to 15-yard penalty if they went onto the field. So we stopped doing it.
Oh.
Well, they stopped doing the penalties. So then they started again. Well, now they've started the penalties again, and now Texas Tech. Look, we're going to tortilla.
Can you blame them? If Taco Tuesday breaking out? Come on, man.
The problem is when you throw one of those and those Lubbock winds, they go halfway to Big Spring. They're hard to control.
The Monopoly game at McDonald's is not for the faint of heart, KB. But would you compromise your morals to get that Park Place piece?
Yes.
Some folks agree. One delivery driver accused of popping open an order from the Golden Arches just to steal those little puzzle pieces. Internet users are calling him a bum. Suspects include everyone from the employees to the Hamburglar.
Calling him a bum?
A bum. He's a bum.
Was it Burgess Meredith from Rocky One? You're a bum!
Make good choices.
Exactly. Let us go to a man in Oregon who had his car stolen, but later asked for the charges to be dropped. This is nice. Maybe. Oregon man Peter Higginbotham had his 96 Toyota Camry hot-wired and stolen. 29-year-old car wasn't exactly in the greatest picture of health type form. Even had a bumper sticker that said, quote, "The book value of my car is one Baja Blast." That's awesome. Well, about a month after it got stolen, the car and the thief turned up and the vehicle was a mess. Insurance company called it totaled and paid like $5 for him. So the thief was a woman and she was charged with unauthorized use of stolen vehicle. But Peter asked for the judge to drop the charges in exchange for a Mountain Dew Baja Blast to honor the bumper sticker. The judge eventually agreed. I don't know if everybody gets one if everybody gets a... I don't know.
It's tough to find love in this crazy day and age, so you may be tempted to look overseas for the perfect match. Unfortunately, David Slater took it entirely too far. He's a former Army officer and was caught sharing classified information about the Russian-Ukraine war on an international dating app.
Hello.
I was going to surprise you. The person on the other end was not who they pretended to be.
Ah, you hate that. Don't
not
you hate
that? Not a Ukrainian
that?
Woman looking for love.
No. Yeah,
he spilled a little bit too much. And he's now spending 6 years behind bars.
Okay.
Not many friendly people there.
I am dating someone now.
That's not Christine.
Are you meeting him, honey?
Spending more information about the Ukraine war. Let us go to DFW Airport. In this video, you may have seen it over the weekend, filtering out from the tarmac area in a refueling situation that went awry Saturday night there. Terminal E of DFW Airport. American Airlines confirmed that, yeah, that was one of our ground control people who lost control of the fuel hose while trying to fill up a jet.
Oh, boy.
And it went Warner Brothers cartoon style all over the place, snaking around up in the air. It didn't. The guy didn't hitch a ride on it, unfortunately. It wasn't that comical. But, yeah, it was a fuel spill all over the plane everywhere. And that took a while for it to be cleaned up. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. So here's the thing. There are very few times in your life that your mom will encourage you to make bad choices. And Aaron Spencer's mom is no exception. You see, she heard that he went down to the local Truist Bank, told the teller he had a weapon, and then took off with a whole lot of money. Mom found out. She promptly dialed 911.
Oh.
And you give that all back, young man.
Mom!
Yeah, he did get a few other things, like armed robbery charges.
Come on, Mom!
I know!
Love you, Mom and Dad.
Well,
see? Dum, 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 dum,
dum. And then finally, just in time for Columbus Day.
Aww.
Yeah, a replica. This is almost too ridiculous. A replica of one of the ships of Columbus is there off the coast of Puerto Vallarta in Mexico. And this on Friday. Hot attraction for tourists. It's been there for over three decades. It launched in 1992. It is supposed to be the Santa Maria. Of course, the others were Nina and Pinta, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some say, according to Tom Hanks in the movie Big, there was a fourth, the Santa Cristina. That's unconfirmed. But officials say this recreation of the Santa Maria had an issue with the pumps. Started taking on water, and on Friday, sank.
Oh, no.
Yeah. By the way, the real Santa Maria also sank.
Oh.
Columbus, rumored, was sleeping when the cabin boy let it drift into a sandbank.
Dum, 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 dum